We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantastic.
Fantastic for Mr. Mitchell.
Yes.
We got a busy show coming your way. At high noon, our Oklahoma lifestyle reporter and Commanders punter, Tress Way, will join us.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a preview of Southern Hills and Tulsa, the PGA Championship coming your way. These folks sound, have you listened to any of the press conferences? The players sound really excited about this course.
Yeah.
Which I think could be really fun. There's no rain expected. There's some wind.
Either they're talking about the course or they're talking about Phil Mickelson.
They're talking about both. Talking about a lot of things. At 1 o'clock, Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington will join us to break down. Last night was the NBA draft lottery. If you are a Wizards/Bullets fan like me, it was boring as hell. They always tend to be boring as hell. I heard some really disturbing statistics from Michael Lee this morning on Scott Jackson's show. So we're going to talk NBA draft, Chase Hughes at 1 o'clock. There is plenty to discuss, but let's start with just the hoops last night.
Yeah.
Wait, Lanville, I got confused here. Is the Major League Baseball draft lottery tonight?
No, I think I had no idea there was a Major League Baseball draft lottery.
That makes two of us.
Yeah. I asked a couple other people. They didn't either. Apparently, it's a new thing, but there's a draft lottery in Major League Baseball. No. Oh.
When is it?
At the end of the year, probably.
Oh.
So the Nats right now have a 16.5% chance of being the worst team in baseball?
Well, at getting the number one overall pick.
And yeah. The highest last night was 14.5, wasn't it, for the NBA guys?
I think something like that.
Wow. So, I mean, right now the Nats are only ahead of the Reds in the NL. The Nats have a 12-26 record. The Reds have a 10-26 record. The Reds... I mean, I want to call them god-awful, but then what do I have to say about the Nats? Let's go to the AL. The Orioles, I mean, this is shocking. The Orioles are two games ahead of the Nats. How about the Red Sox are two games ahead of the Nats. The Red Sox are 14-22.
Hey, things change over the years.
Times in Boston.
Yeah.
The Royals and the Tigers suck. They both have 13 wins. And then everybody out west is a little bit better. We'll keep track of the... I guess we got a new thing to keep track of this summer. The Nationals draft lottery odds. I mean, baseball draft is such a crapshoot, but you never know when there's a Strasburg or a Harper coming out. I did hear.
You think football would ever throw a lottery into it?
Football, you don't have to worry about tanking because the men on the field will physically try to kick each other's ass.
Yeah, but we found out that they find ways to tank.
I think front offices can try to create situations where the teams are bad enough to tank.
You bench people. People that are, like, you know, everybody has some injury. So you start saying, we're putting him down for the year when they know he can still play.
Shanahan did that to Robert Griffin.
You tell the coach, I want so-and-so to play.
I think owners could try to tank.
The players won't. Because once you're on the field, you have to do something to protect yourself.
Or you're going
to
get hurt.
Yeah. The Jaguars tanked the last 2 years, and so did the Lions. And the Browns got the number one overall pick 2 years in a row by tanking.
Did they tank or did they just suck?
No, they definitely deliberately sucked.
You think the Jags last year tanked or they made a horrible decision to
hire Urban
Meyer?
I think they did
it
the year before. Like, they intentionally got awful.
Urban Meyer was the reason last year. He's pathetic. The morale was awful down there.
I wonder if Urban Meyer was, like, a pretty... I don't want to say mild manner because obviously he was pretty big hard ass, but I feel like it's possible that dude just like smoked weed for the first time and kind of lost and just became like a pothead. Like he seems so dramatically different than every other phase of his life.
I just think when he was in college, the coach has a lot more authority.
Sure.
He got to the pros and I guarantee someone challenged him and he still tried to carry on as if he was in college. You're in college, you're dealing with a bunch of young men and some 18-year-olds, some guys maybe 17 when they first get there. You get in the pros, these guys are making more money than you. and they're grown men with wives and children, you're not going to talk that same little trash to them. But he tried to go and talk stuff to certain people.
Sure.
On the squad. So.
Yeah, I mean, I
can't believe Urban Meyer, all the years he's been living, last year he just decided all of a sudden he's going to become that person. I think he's been that person.
He's not much of a dancer, though. He prefers to just sit in a stool and let people dance upon him.
You know, you think about all the things that he's covered up at Florida and things he's done, and he's been an ass the whole time.
I remember when he was running the Gators was when my old boss, you know, Mike Wargo, was covering Florida back then, and he said it was the dirtiest program he'd ever seen.
So that's why I say he didn't just all of a sudden do something and become that person last year. It just came out. When he got to be a NFL head coach with a lot of money, he lost his damn mind. The status went to his head.
Yeah, it's possible. To circle back to your question, I don't believe NFL teams tank. I think there are teams that are so bad they're looking towards the future. But I think you put the draft lottery in so that one team can't run away tanking.
But like the NBA, the players aren't the ones tanking either. In every sport, it's the front office. The NBA, basically, they go out there, they get rid of the top players, and they bring in a bunch of bums, and they say, go out and play. And they get their heads beat in. So it's always the front office. It's never the actual players that are out there doing it.
Although, the NBA, more than any other sport, has players that just take games, weeks, seasons off. Like, why didn't Ben Simmons play?
But that's their rules. So who put those rules together?
Yeah, maybe
the players
didn't
put those rules in place. They allow it. In the NFL, they don't allow it.
I don't know if it's like NBA owners or if the NBA Players Association is so strong, maybe because it's a much smaller group, much smaller rosters, and the stars are so visible more than any other sport. There's no helmet. There's no
what it is
hat.
They
are by far the most powerful union.
I don't know if that's the case. I just think that
maybe baseball.
I just think that people in basketball, you can play basketball a certain length of time without getting injured and things of that nature. And those guys, when they are hurt, they don't force them back because they look at it like, okay, he doesn't play this year, but he'll play the next 10, 12 years. In baseball is very similar to that as well. Those guys have a hangnail and they don't play sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, the Ben Simmons situation, and maybe that's a one-off because you can look at football. I mean, what would be a comp to that?
Ben Simmons has used...
It's a weird one.
He was hurt, then he had some mental issues, then he was hurt, then he had mental issues. And one thing about this day and age, say you got a mental issue and see if somebody's going to fire you. They can't fire you in any business right now. Once you bring...
Let's see, Ken, know I have a mental issue.
Once you bring mental illness into it, or you bring concussion into it, there's nothing the business can really do unless they just 100% know that you're lying.
Speaking of tanking, the Blazers and the Pacers lost 10 of their final games. They lost 10 in a row to close out the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blazers lost 11.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Like, what's going on with John Wall? John Wall didn't play all year. Explain that to me.
That's not tanking.
What is it?
Was he injured?
No. I don't
you
think.
You sure?
I haven't texted with him lately, but I don't believe so. I think he made $45 million and just chill.
What it tells me is anytime you hear an NBA owner say they're not making money, just slap him upside the head and say you're a damn lie. Because if you could pay a guy $45 million to just sit down on the bench, you're making money.
Can I tell you the easiest decision in the world?
What's that?
Easiest decision I've ever heard of. John Wall has a player option for $47 million next year.
Oh, yeah, he's going to do that.
He's decided to pick that up.
Of course.
I think that's a good financial decision,
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know John Wall's middle name?
Bank?
No, it should be. Hildred.
Hildred. I see why you go by John Wall.
I mean, I'm looking at Wikipedia. It's got some interesting information here. Jonathan Hildred Wall Jr. Every time I talk to John, he couldn't have been cooler. He's also one of these guys. He went to four different high schools.
Why? The beginning of where when things don't work, I can go to the other place.
Right.
Things don't work here, I'm going to go to the next place. I have to compete, I'm going to go to the other place. That's society today. And we let that happen.
Started at Garner Magnet School. Then he transferred to Needham Broughton High School for a second sophomore year. He was cut from the basketball team for attitude issues. He transferred to Word of God Christian Academy. So he graduated from Word of God Christian Academy. Three high schools, pardon me. But, I mean, I always thought this with John. You got a guy from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina and Duke, not interested.
Wasn't Neiman Broughton a fullback for the Redskins back in the day?
Nehemiah Broughton.
Oh, okay.
I thought the same thing when I saw that name. Nehemiah Broughton is probably the reason why the Commanders only have one playoff win in the last 20 years. They need more out of Nehemiah Broughton.
They definitely need the alums to do more to help the team win. I can tell you that much.
Speaking of alums, B and I will be at DC Prime tonight for a fundraiser for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. How many people are going? A bunch of guys been texting you?
I just saw names. Doug and Gary Clark and, well,
Smoot,
you know,
Snacks.
You hear Smoot talking about it wherever he's at because he's loud and he talks a lot. You know, really name a lot of people. Sean.
Logan Paulson's going. Santana's going.
Yeah. So it'd be a good bit of people.
Yeah. So if you want to hang out, we will be there. I'll be there early. Maybe B will be there late. We'll see.
Yeah, I always have the late shift because, you know, you get out early on people.
I do. I also got to take my truck in for oil change today. Dude, here's the other thing. So I'm going up to the beach tomorrow afternoon, right? I have to transport a foosball table from Bethesda to the beach. I thought I could carry this thing myself. I took it apart last night to put in my truck. Ungodly heavy.
Why would you think you can carry it by yourself?
Because a lot of times if you take it apart, like take the legs off.
Have you seen the legs on the foosball table?
I got the legs off.
The legs are absolutely the lightest thing on it.
I think some foosball tables perhaps are lighter than others.
Well, I think most of them have a little weight to it, but the legs are not very heavy. So let's say you had like a 200-pound thing. You went and took off 10 pounds and thought you were going to just scoop it up.
I bet 200 pounds sounds about fair. I bet each leg is
4 or 5.
No, at the 10. Most.
They're not.
Because they're thick. They're thick and sturdy like my calves. They're like.
But see, the thing about it, you got to realize, just because they're thick don't mean that they're very, very heavy. What they do now.
They have some metal on them for the attachments.
Yeah.
This joint isn't a newer one. This thing's probably like 10, 15 years old. But
I know. I have one. I know what you're talking about.
The legs are. I think if it's a 200 pound thing, I think the legs took off 40 pounds.
So you can't carry 160?
I can, but it's awkward as hell, dude. Like, if it was like. If I had to carry a barbell with 160 pounds on it, I could do that. This is not a barbell, it's a gigantic box that's hard to grip.
With them little baby hands, I'm sure.
These hands have seen a lot, Brian.
Little baby hands.
I don't think we measured. I don't have baby hands.
After these,
just because yours are big, I'm taller than you. What about that?
That's
short
cool.
Stack.
I'll dunk on you and run through you. So what difference does it make?
How does me trying to carry a foosball table become B. Mitch wanting to fight me, Lamphill? No. Like, how do we get from point A to B all the time?
I never said fight.
Yeah, he didn't say he wanted to fight you. He said he'd dunk on you.
Because
he said he would duck me and run me over.
Dunk over you.
Like what? Dunking.
With a basketball?
Yeah.
You can't dunk a basketball.
You want to find out?
Today?
You want to find out?
Yeah, sure.
I can't touch a rim, can I?
I bet you can touch a rim.
I got $1,000 on that.
I got $1,000 on it, too.
On what? Let's be clear.
On B. Mitch dunking the basketball. He's not dunking the basketball on a regulation court.
I don't think
B.
could dunk today.
He wanted to race me, and he won.
And look, we're not talking about that.
Ahmed still wants to race you. Ahmed's waiting for his rematch.
And I won $1,000, a bet on it.
I don't know. That was way tighter than anyone expected.
Nah, it wasn't that tight.
Hold on.
You didn't. I don't think you ran hard.
I won't let up on him, but I did cross the line before. That's all that matters.
You also didn't start. Like, you just were jogging, thinking it was going to be a joke, and Ahmed gave it everything he had,
and then
you were
took
like,
off,
oh, hell.
And I ran past him, and then I crossed the line before him.
Now, let's get back to you dunking.
But I want $1,000 on that bet.
Hold on. I am not betting you $1,000 you can dunk. I don't think you can dunk now.
For sure that's not happening.
Jeff says for sure that's not happening.
Jeff don't understand.
This is not Spud Webb here, man.
He would lose the bet because I already had a setup for him.
I'm talking regulation. You are not dunking a regulation court. I'm going to say
this. I'll take that $1,000 bet on the dunk if you take the $1,000 bet on the run. I will race you 200 meters.
Man, look, we're not talking about running. We're talking about you dunking the basketball on a regulation court.
Hold on.
You can't do it.
Hold on. Who came up and challenged me to run earlier, Lanfield? Wasn't it him? I wasn't even talking to him. So now all of a sudden we're not talking about something that he brought up.
I'm sorry. Is this the History Channel or is this the B. Mitch and Finley show? Because we're talking about you dunking right now, not what happened 30 minutes ago.
All I got to say, I want both of the bets.
I'm just asking a question.
What?
No parlays here.
Do you honestly think you can still dunk?
I probably can.
On a 10-foot rim?
Probably can.
Are there any, like, cool videos of you dunking from, like, UL? I think it would just be awesome to watch.
They didn't have a lot of just plain videos when I was dunking back in the day because, guess what? It was still real to real.
I'm just saying, if there was a cool old video of B. Mitch flushing the ball, I think would be dope.
Nah. Was it Troy or Trey? I didn't play a lot of basketball in college.
You just need people with their phone to get it. What about high school?
Yeah, when I was in college, you didn't have no damn camera on a phone.
I know. I was messing
with you.
I'm aware of that.
You had that big 5-pound cellular one phone.
They barely had that when I was in college. It was like just emerging.
if somebody had a camera phone when I was in college, they were way in front of the times.
Well, I think if someone had a camera phone when you were in college, much like if someone had a camera phone when I was in college, I'd have a lot more to worry about than an old video of me trying to dunk.
I was always like in private when I did stuff crazy.
Ahmet has texted in and said, I'll bet B. Mitch $1,000 that he can't dunk today.
I'll tell you, I'm going to bet him $2,000 that he can't beat me in running today.
Look, it could be a wild night at DC Prime. I hope they got a basketball hoop. And how wide is that parking lot? You think it's 40 yards?
It's more than 40 yards.
For the record, I will be neither running or trying to dunk.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, everybody. We're going to talk some basketball here in a second, but we got some news. Breaking news from Ian Rappaport. Former Giants Pro Bowl cornerback James Bradberry has agreed to terms with the Philadelphia Eagles.
They are getting loaded up there.
1 year, $10 million. I think you could say the Eagles' biggest need at this point was corner. They just added a guy that can help you immediately. Bradberry's only cut because they're tearing everything down to the studs.
Yep.
In New York. Listen, this is a former Carolina Panther that a lot of people thought would make sense to land in Washington, be another Commander.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. And listen, the reason this didn't happen, it's not that hard to figure out. I talked to people over there.
Don't have the cheddar?
They don't have the cash. 1 year, $10 million. I mean, they don't got it. Look, Washington right now has about $5.5 million in effective cap space. When they get done signing their rookies, and their rookies are going to sign because it's all slotted, maybe it'll be that bizarre little 2 week period where they got to figure it out with the third rounder because there's a weird quirk in the CBA for third rounders. Don't get caught up in all the nonsense. Once everybody signs, they're going to have about $5.5 million left. Bradberry just signed for 1 year, $10 million with the Eagles. If I had to guess, I bet most of it's guaranteed because it's a 1 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
This
probably all of it's guaranteed. It's 1 year.
This is not about desire. This is about cash. And why is there no cash?
See, the
because it all went to Carson Wentz. And that's, listen, I'm not saying Wentz is expensive, but he's not expensive for a quarterback. But by not reworking that deal, Washington tied their hands.
Yeah.
And in turn, this is what they're left with, is the inability to sign players that come up later. This is one of the few areas where Washington has been pretty good on guys that open up later. They are able to sign. This isn't about fit. I know there are people in the Commanders organization that were interested in Bradberry. They just couldn't get him because they knew they didn't have the money. What's your reaction to hearing he lands in Philly, though, B?
I'm not shocked. I mean, you look at – this is the thing about it. We've been around here, and we see the moves that we've made. And I think you got a quarterback with more skills. A bigger, higher skill set than the quarterback you had before. I think most of the other guys are just add-ons. You watch the teams that we're competing against, they're adding guys that are going to be impact players. So as much as we think we've gotten a little better, they're gotten better too now. But not shocked, because we put ourselves in a position to where we couldn't go get people. We are telling everyone on one side of the table that this was our guy. We really wanted him, but we won't do nothing with that contract that will prove that that was your guy and you wanted him, and then you can't sign anybody else. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the truth? Is he really your guy, or is he just you going to take this chance because you made the comments that we have to get a quarterback? And when you saw that the top-notch quarterbacks were gone, the one that made fans
weren't
happy,
coming here.
You went and got somebody. So that's the issue there.
Listen to what the Eagles have done this offseason now. You trade for A.J. Brown. You acquire a pass rusher in Hassan Reddick. You now add a corner in James Bradberry. That's two defensive starters. Take Jordan Davis in the first round, who I think plays immediately, at least first and second downs for you.
Mm-hmm.
They got a center. You know, added to their offensive line in the second, drafted N'Kobe Dean, a guy that a million people like. There's some question about health there, but in the third round to get who I would contend was the best player on Georgia's defense seems like a real good move.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles are pushing all in, and they're almost doing the opposite of what Chicago did. Chicago's got a young quarterback in Justin Fields with some talent, and they're not doing a lot to put him in a position to succeed.
No.
Philly.
They're giving Jalen Hurts every damn chance to go out there and succeed, and if he doesn't, they're going to say, well, you're not the guy. At least they're putting themselves in a position to find out what they need to find out.
There's also so... People are coming at me. So this, I know, I'm telling you, I spoke to people in Ashburn. They like James Bradberry. They obviously like him. They know they could use help at corner. We're going to get into Washington's. Yesterday we did Washington's strengths. Okay? So if anybody listens and doesn't think we're fair, we spent a whole day on their strengths. We talked about it at length. I posted about it on my Instagram page. Go check it out. At JP Finley MBCS. One day you do strengths, the next day you do weaknesses. Yeah. That's how it works.
That's how you do. You go all the way. You're fair.
We're going to talk about their weaknesses coming up. It's hard to look at the corners or the secondary situation and not, I'm not calling it a strength anyway. They know they had a need here. So people get caught up in, what I'm telling you is the reason this didn't work is because of money. Since they traded to get Wentz and they didn't rework his deal, the Commanders have been out on high-value free agents. Yeah. Just look at what's happened since that trade. It's about money. And so a million people want to say teams with no money are still able to make that work. And listen, that's true. You can look at the Rams. You can look at the Saints. There are plenty of people that are willing to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reality. And we'll see
it's,
when
it's a risk, a high risk.
We'll see when it comes to fruition. But eventually those teams are going to get hit with a really rough cap. One, they're going to owe a lot of people a lot of money. And those owners are going to have to cut, what is it, seven, eight, a nine-figure check, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be flush with cash. And they have to be willing to take their lumps down the road when it comes.
Yeah.
Like, can you always move money around? Yes. But does the rooster come home or whatever the hell?
The chicken
yes.
come home, the rooster. You also can say this, though. The Rams are going to look at it a little bit later down the road and say, we got a Super Bowl out of it. We were in the playoffs. We had a lot of success. There are teams that will not make that chance and move. And I know a lot of people are, oh, man, we got so much money in the cap. What the hell does that really do for you? If you don't have success, having so much money with the cap does nothing for you. There was a man up there, Joe Banner, used to always say, oh, man, we were under the cap. And my exact words to him was, maybe if you wasn't under the cap so far and had spent some of that money on some players, maybe we'd have won the damn Super Bowl instead of just saying we were going to try to compete for one. So if you're not making the moves to try to put the best team possible on the field, or you're handcuffed by a move that you made, that's the reason that you don't win. It's not just the fact of we learning, guys. No, no, no. Every team deals with the same crap every year for the most part. Some do it better than others.
But a big part of it has to be willingness of ownership to push all in.
Yeah.
And at times we've seen that, but I don't know when we've seen that lately. It's been a while. Like, cap space has been something for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, two regimes now. Two different regimes. Similar structure to how they're attacking the cap.
Totally.
And it's not, I mean, I think you'd have to go back to maybe even the uncapped year when the, you know, the Redskins, whoever, whatever we're calling them that year, got in trouble.
Yeah.
Where they got fined.
I think they've had enough time to overcome that. That's a team that was, they also got, the Saints got some issues too. The Cowboys got some issues. They signing players.
Certainly.
I'm not going to blame that on what we did this year. We signed somebody this year that changed our whole plan. We had an offseason plan. We signed a quarterback, and then it stopped us from doing anything else beyond that at a high level. We did some things. It wasn't nothing that really makes that big of a difference, I would say. But we'll see once we get on the field, because you could probably still coach them up. Because I saw last week, I watched this little special on basketball, and they talked about how this one team don't have all these stars, but that one team is in the conference final. And they came back last night from a double-digit deficit and made the other team look horrible in the second half. Talking about the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
So if you got a good enough coach that can get to play and the players have the right mindset and want to, maybe you can go out there and get something done.
Coming right back. B. Mitchell Finley on the Fan. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11, talking about the team's biggest weaknesses. And if we want to talk cap, we can talk cap. They signed all the Panthers except the one that probably a lot of people wanted. Don't go anywhere. I mean, Ron's talked about middle linebacker and how they're going to keep an eye on it. But it took till after free agency and the draft for him to say, yeah, you know, we got to keep our eye on that. So that means they're going to be chopping bargain bin at this point.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, why can't they restructure and push things off like the Rams do? They can. They choose not to. Everybody says the cap is fake. Eventually, the cap becomes real. You push everything back. It's like when you were a little kid and your parents told you to clean your room. Some kids actually clean the room. Other kids shoved everything into a closet and closed the door so they could go to the park.
Like you.
Correct. Eventually, you have to open that closet, and all that stuff comes flying out.
In other words, if you keep sweeping the dust under the rug, it's still in your house. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
If you want to make things happen in the NFL for a season, two seasons, five seasons, whatever it is, you could do it.
Let me ask you a question.
But eventually,
5 seasons, and if you're in the playoffs every year and you possibly make it to a Super Bowl or NFC Championship game, would it change the amount of seats that are empty in the stadium?
Yes.
Would it change the perception of the football team?
Yes.
So the whole thing about it is there are a lot of people out there that want to say, oh, we do the right thing. The right thing is winning football games. Because if you keep losing, I don't care who you are, people are not going to keep coming.
How about this from Michael Barrett? I call BS. How much is Green Bay paying Rodgers? Just resigned Jair Alexander. Rams, Saints. This front office is trash and is stuck in the 80s. Building a team with a bunch of lunch pail choir boys with no excitement that won't translate to wins. You need stars. Another one from Aaron McClellan on Twitter says, JP, to be honest with you, I'm starting not to believe in this penny-pinching front office. The main personnel decision makers, Ron, Martin, and Marty, have made a terrible decision by allowing Carson Wentz's one-year guaranteed salary to eat up all of the cap space. Here's the problem. They've kept Carson on this one-year bite-the-bullet situation. In case it goes poorly, next year they can, in case of emergency, break glass.
So,
but it's an arsonist fireman situation because you've created a problem that at least you have a way out of.
You created a problem that you have the way out of, but you also sat there and told the people, we got our guy. And the way that things are going right now proves to me that they don't know if that's their guy or not. They're still trying to see if that's the guy. The only reason that I think Carson Wentz was signed is because of the statement that was made. We have to get a quarterback.
You're in college.
Nobody forced him to say that.
You're in college, and you go home with a girl, and you're not sure how it's going to go. So you say, hey, I got an 8 a.m. class. Give yourself a little
room. Or you say, B-Mitch.
Because you got to get the hell out of there.
B-Mitch at 8:30, give me a call.
You create a situation to get out of a scenario.
Yeah.
We're going to open the phone lines up. People are pissed. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines open. We're also going to break down the biggest weaknesses on the Commanders. Yesterday we gave you the strengths. Today we go weaknesses. Don't go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.